are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter, at Browns, and on Instagram, at Official Browns.
I say love them on Facebook.
You can't.
Hit the love button.
You can't. I like
no
it.
Love button?
I'd love to, yeah. I'd love to love you, baby.
Because there's different. Like is like. Ooh. Love is love.
Yeah, but like when you're, see, there's a, I threw in a Valley Girl like. But when you're in, you know, right. grade school or middle school, you know, do you like me? You know, I'm in like with you. So, you know, it's Facebook. Like, we don't want to get that serious like of a commitment, like, you know?
Yeah.
Saying love carries a lot of responsibility,
like
I think.
So much. Uh-huh.
That's what I think. But what also carries a lot of responsibility,
yes.
that's called a transition, is the yes. number four pick in this draft. And basically 70% of you have said you'd rather have Sammy Watkins over every quarterback in the draft. And to you, I say, Teddy Bridgewater. No, I'm just kidding. That's just my opinion. But I take Teddy Bridgewater
Wait,
at four.
Which quarterback do you like in the draft?
Teddy Bridgewater would be my pick at number four.
Teddy Bridgewater.
But I think it's interesting because I think there is the being enamored with the idea of Watkins. And I think we had a couple callers bring up an interesting point about an insurance policy for Josh Gordon. Listen, Justin Blackman was suspended last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Justin Blackman came back in. He was quote-unquote a changed guy. And then in the middle of the season, boom, he was gone. You don't want that to happen here. So I understand right. getting that insurance, as it were. But mm-hmm. for the most part, people are very, very excited, I would say, about Sammy Watkins. Boris David says, I would take Sammy Watkins. Most people are on that. At Gopper, 11, Sammy Watkins. A lot of people that came to us on Twitter and certainly that went to the Browns website mm-hmm. for that informal poll were very much on the Sammy Watkins at 50%, at 70% clip as Watkins being the pick at number four.
Did you see this one from at @FatBoyKillbuck? He says, if 50% of Watkins' passes at Clemson were screens, what better team to play for than the dink and donk Browns?
I saw that. That was
a little snark.
Yes, but, a little snark.
You know, we don't. I would say, and it's fair to say that there has been a lot of that going on. I don't think it was the design of the last offense that was here. The idea was certainly to let longer patterns develop, throw the ball downfield. I think when you look at the offense that Kyle Shanahan is going to put in, I think any style of receiver could thrive in it. But when I see a Sammy Watkins, do I see a receiver like, I'm trying to think of like the best guy he worked with, Andre Johnson in Houston. Do I see him? I don't know if I see him. They're different physical kind of, a little different physical prototype. And he's thrived in a scheme that did take advantage of how well he does run after the catch. There's something to be said for that. But I'll tell you, Nathan, I don't think that's an easy translation to the NFL to see. You've got to really look beyond, right, and study that. That's
right.
That you got to see how he runs, how he gets, because, you know, when you're facing press coverage, are you going to be able to get off the line of scrimmage? Why do most young receivers have those early struggles? It's because they don't adapt or understand to how it is to get off the line and beat coverage. And I think that's really
a big deal.
Part.
And listen, one thing that you know with Kyle Shanahan's offense, big plays are at a premium. He's ranked in the top 12 as passing offenses in terms of plays of 20 or more yards. 5 out of the 6 years he's been a coordinator, he's been in the top 12 in terms of plays of 40 or more yards. 4 out of 6 years, 3 finishes in the top 5. So he does like to get the ball down the field, and that is something certainly that the Browns are going to explore. Now, his teammate Martavius Bryant is a very intriguing guy who can be had a couple rounds later, and now all of a sudden the rumors are coming out that the Lions are going to try to trade up to get Sammy Watkins. Mm-hmm. So that certainly could be another interesting option. But the good news is the Browns are in a good spot. Lots of good stuff. I want to thank Matt Miller from Bleacher Report, their NFL draft guru, for joining us. Also want to thank Mary Kay Cabot, Brandon McGee, the dual threat linebacker for the Cleveland Browns, and of course Pete Yannity, the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers.
It's full show. We want to thank Megan Rock
Seriously.
For tweeting throughout. And again, you'll have the Browns Daily Wrap. It'll be posted later today, a text highlight of the show on clevelandbrowns.com. Want to thank our producer, Jason Gibbs, for his tremendous work as always. Got Jason was with us in the studio here earlier because
That's right.
we were having a planning meeting. You got to hear all the cool stuff we got coming up through this off season. Great ideas that we're going through that as you try to avoid catching germs from one of our sick members of the crew.
Yes.
So you're germaphobe, right?
I wouldn't say that, but my son has, if he gets a cold, he ends up with asthma. It gets very bad.
Then you got
so it.
I saw you covering yourself up, and yeah, you got the Purell here.
I got the out. Yeah, I'm good not messing you. Around. I don't fake the funk.
I'm with you.
My wife has trained me. I open doors with my sleeve on my hand.
I noticed you do that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.